T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The presidential term consists of 1,461 days.
And freedom is like a beautiful kite that can go higher and higher with the breeze.
And may God bless the United States of America.
USA, greatest country in the world.
Happy President's Day.
Hey.
I don't know how you're celebrating. I left my gifts at home. I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm celebrating by using this day as a comp day in
I
the future.
Am too.
I know. When people found out we were working today, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. No, we have the option of working.
We're
and
okay.
We decided that there is nothing more patriotic than bringing a subpar show to you.
We're not going to be on that much. Lots of music.
Yeah.
So if we bother you, it's your favorite day.
We bother you. Why are you still listening?
Tell your friends.
Maybe you need to reevaluate your life choices.
So what did you guys do this weekend? Anything exciting? I just want to tell you about what Nick did yesterday. It made me laugh a little bit.
We did a fish fry on Friday. We went to see like a kid show on Saturday, watched some Harry Potter, did some ice skating. It was an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
Mine was busy with Kennedy's birthday. She had a bunch of friends yesterday where we rented out the church basement, and they did like an art project, and they did Dance Dance Revolution on the Wii.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
So yesterday, I went out Friday, and then I was done, because there's something about a Friday, if I let loose, I've ruined my whole weekend. But yesterday, Nick and some of his friends have been talking about doing this Godfather Saga viewing.
Oh, like they watch all of it?
At his friend's house.
Oh, yeah, because they're all on Netflix, and they're all on, like, HBO, I think, on demand or something.
So they've been talking about it for a while, like all hanging out. This guy's their friend has a really cool basement. His wife was out of town, so it was going to be like a boys.
It's like 9 hours of the Godfather. Was there cooking involved,
Nick
too?
Nick did all the cooking Saturday with the help of his mom. His mom, he went over to his mom's because he's never made a brajol. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Some people call it bragioli.
Bragioli.
It's all these meats wrapped together with an egg in the center, and then you soak that in the Sunday gravy. Now, have you heard of Sunday gravy? Sunday gravy is a red sauce with all meatballs and pork.
Oh, yeah, that's what my mom does.
Sunday
gravy. She cooks
gravy.
The meatballs and, like, pork chops or ribs or, I don't know, she cooks all this stuff inside the sauce.
Yes, everything is cooked. I mean, he did cook the meatballs pretty much first.
She cooks them a little bit and then like cooks the center in the sauce.
I haven't gotten an update. I did text him to ask because he busted his butt for this while everybody else just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I asked him how the food went over and he said, I think they like it. You know, Nick's, he doesn't like to brag on his cooking.
Yeah.
And I said, what did they think of that thing your mom made? Because I didn't know how to spell brujol and I wasn't going to try or look it up. And he said, they're a little freaked out by it. It is a lot of meat.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite thing. I don't love it.
Yeah.
But he, like, Italians love it. So that was what he did yesterday. And I just watched boring Olympics. The Olympics were boring yesterday, only because I didn't have anything to do.
Well, and after Friday night, I mean, how do you top Nathan Chen?
Jeez. Yeah.
What a shame that he could not get a medal.
But you know what? He's so young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. He's 18. He's going to be back.
And we got that other kid, too, that Vincent Zhu, is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be amazing. We're going to have some good skaters. And our ice dancers did great last night.
Mm-hmm.
The twins and then the other couple were ahead of the twins. They're in third place, whatever their names are.
The Shibitanis or whatever.
The Shibitanis are the twins.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the other ones are. So we'll talk about Olympics today. Jen will do Schmig today.
Mm-hmm.
There's some flight stories, and Jen and I are both getting ready to go on flight. Oh, no, you're driving.
No, we're flying.
Oh, you're flying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're both getting ready to go on some flights for trips, so we'll talk about two bad stories, not death-related.
Not bad for you, but bad if you were on the flight.
Yes, yes. Also, we're going to play a little game today, because the Oscars are what, Sunday? Is that right?
I think they're a week from Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Is it?
I think they're like March 3rd. March 4th.
Yeah, I think it's next Sunday.
A week from Sunday.
All right, well, we're celebrating early. we're going to play the movie trailer game, and we planned this with Lance in mind. So today, since he's not here, because no traffic today, we're going to have to wing it, and Jen will be our movie trailer voice this morning.
Yes.
She will read the movie trailer voice guy's lines from a movie trailer, and you guess the movie. And if you guess it right, you get a pair of passes to Marcus Werenberg Theaters. And then maybe you'll go see one of the Oscar-nominated movies this week or next week.
Yeah.
So we want to give you plenty of time. We're going to have three opportunities for you to win in that game today.
And the weather today, mostly cloudy and windy today. Some showers and storms. Hope you got outside and enjoyed yesterday because it was gorgeous. I mean, pretty nice. We've been lucky. Today, though, it looks like we're going to have to deal with rain for most of the day. Warmer, though, a high of 65. I was sweating driving in because I put on like my regular layers, like my big winter coat and scarf
stuff.
I'm like, why am I sweating? Man, my metabolism is really kicking in now that, nope, it's 57.
Yeah, right.
57 with Courtney and Company on Y98. BB Rexha featuring Kevin likes to call them the hit makers. Florida Georgia Line and Meant to Be on Courtney and Company at 6:12. Thank you for your texts early this morning. You can text us at 314-531-9898. Message and data rates may apply.
Yeah.
And people have already written to us this morning.
They're saying, hey, thanks for working this morning. We appreciate you being
welcome.
There because they have to work as well. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that have to work today.
Yeah.
But we just did it because we don't have to do a lot. But we do have a chance for you to win some cool stuff from us and get ready for the Oscars. And we'll play the movie trailer game. Jen will be the voiceover. And
yes.
You have to guess the movie trailer that she is reciting. All right. So a couple of randoms. I find this to be a great gift. But a woman was mad when her husband for Valentine's Day gave her a lottery ticket. It was one lottery ticket, and it was a $10 scratcher ticket. Now, why do you think we're talking about this?
Because she won?
Yes. She won.
She won or she didn't, and she beat somebody up.
Yeah, she won. A $10, that's a high dollar scratcher. Now, if you're only going to give her one, you got to go for the 20. Sorry. But good thing he went for the 10. She scratched it off. And she hit the jackpot for $100,000.
Man!
Whoa.
She's using the money to pay off her car and the rest of their house. So it's a great Valentine's
Day. Yeah, really?
Not bad at all.
That's sweet.
And I'm not big on Valentine's Day. So, like a card.
But you'd love a card and a scratcher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That was not in my card. I mean, there was a bunch of nice things about love that were written, which was nice, but a little scratcher would have been
yada yada. Here's a scratcher.
Yeah.
New dumb debate on Twitter. What was the last one we had about?
I don't remember.
There was some silly one.
Was it about food? Oh, no. It was the straw.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Straw.
If there are two holes or one hole.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so dumb we like blocked it out of our memory. The latest one is, do you put water on your toothbrush before or after you put on the toothpaste?
Before.
Before.
And after. I do a before rinse,
and then
toothpaste, and then under the...
Then clean it off, is that what you're saying? After you brush?
No, I'm talking when the toothpaste is on.
Oh,
then I put it on there again.
You double wet it.
I do double wet it.
Double wet it. My kids do after, which sometimes they turn the faucet on so hard that it like blows the toothpaste right off the toothbrush. But the more popular move apparently is water, then toothpaste. But this is going to blow your mind. I don't put any water on my toothbrush.
Why? You got to get all the dust off of it.
I don't. I don't do anything.
You have poop particles on your toothbrush.
No, I don't. No, it's locked up in a closet. It's locked up in our linen closet. No, it doesn't have fecal matter in it. And listen, according to Colgate, they say you don't need to put water on your toothbrush at all. Apparently that's from back in the day when toothpaste was a lot drier and you needed to mix it with water to use it.
Yeah, there's no change in this old broad.
Yeah.
Well, you can't change me. I'm not putting water on it.
I do water twice and then at the end, of course. And did you guys see this picture? I know Kevin did because this was last Friday. You have to look up insurance salesman.
Okay.
All right.
Insurance.
A guy in London. So this guy, he was in his 20s. He was working as a life insurance salesman and he gained about 100 pounds. Then about a decade ago, because he's 33 now, he decided, I want to get healthy. So he started working out and eating better. And he lost, like I said, about 100 pounds. He lost 100 pounds.
Uh-huh.
His barber told him to grow a beard.
Yes.
And now he's a huge male model.
Holy
wow.
cow.
You have to see him before and after.
My goodness. It doesn't even look like the same person.
I think he got his teeth fixed too.
His eyes look bluer too.
Oh my God.
What the crazy what?
Right?
Holy moly.
And he's got like one of those real raggedy beards, but
it
looks good on him.
Because he's a gingy.
He's now modeling for GQ, Diesel, David Beckham's grooming product brand, and he looks awesome.
Oh, there's a picture of him in
before.
Did he put that up?
The bad picture?
Oh, he put up a Transformation Tuesday picture a couple years ago. This is, holy moly, he's just wearing underwear.
Oh, I don't, is it bad? What kind of underwear?
I don't know. I keep looking at it because the underwear looks weird. It almost looks like a jock strap.
Oh, we don't need
that's
that.
Padded or something, but holy
it's unreal.
Moly.
Yeah. That
it's
picture's
up online.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Y98.com and look for the picture of him. You will die.
Wow. He is not unattractive.
Cold or flu. Fever is flu's trademark.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Oh my gosh, so much to cover. That happened over the weekend. Let's start with Black Panther. What record did this movie not break? Okay. Made almost $200 million in its opening weekend. By the end of President's Day weekend, it's expected to make upwards of $222 million. Okay, before this, the biggest February opening was Deadpool with $152 million, so it crushed that. The biggest pre-summer opening weekend ever now, beating Beauty and the Beast with $175 million. Biggest opening for a superhero movie with only one hero. The previous record holder was Iron Man 3 with $174 million. And it's now the biggest opening for a movie with a black director. F. Gary Gray had the previous record for The Fate and the Furious with $98.8 million. It almost doubled it. People are saying it's great too.
Yeah.
I know. It's also the number one soundtrack in America, curated, that's the new thing, by Kendrick Lamar. And in Atlanta, some people went to Regal's Atlantic Station Theater, and as they're waiting for Black Panther, the lights go down, the trailers play, they're all excited, and then 50 Shades Freed started.
Oh my.
Oh,
that,
no.
That's the worst. You know, I did hear of someone locally that was in line for like an 11:30 showing this weekend and the manager like slept in or something.
Oh, 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You mean.
And
oh no,
they didn't get in there until like 40 minutes after the start time. And when they got in there, it was already 45 minutes into the movie.
Oh, no.
Because they start automatically, I guess.
And I'm sure you could get free passes for another showing, but like you want to see it now.
Yeah.
Oh, so this person said, talked about how they played 50 Shades instead of Black Panther and said, I never laughed so hard. And then said, I'm happy I came to the black theater. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
What are we finding out more
to this story? Like, what happened the day before their announcement and how they were at odds with each other. They saw each other late at night on Valentine's Day in LA. They decided together they would make the announcement the next day. And Justin flew on a private jet to LA to see Jen one last time. She wanted to keep it private for as long as possible. She wanted to avoid the media attention. He just wanted to get on with his life. She had her 49th birthday just a few days before their announcement. And she had a low-key dinner with friends.
Like on, a girl's thing.
Yeah, February 11th. She was hoping that Justin would be low-key on her birthday so people weren't wondering why he wasn't with her. But somebody said that's not his style. He wanted to make the announcement so he can live his life. I get that, but it's also her birthday.
And she's a bigger star than you two.
Yeah. Yeah. But were they ever married?
I saw that.
Oh.
They got married at their Bel Air mansion in 2015, but TMZ did some checking. Marriage records in LA County, they went all the way back to 2010. There's no record of a marriage license. Now, there's something known as a confidential marriage license, but they're told they didn't get one in LA County. They could have gotten one in any of the other 57 counties in California, but some people close to Jen have regular contact with her for years, and they say there's been talk for a long time that they might not be legally married. They just had like a ceremony in their backyard and didn't get a marriage license. What does that do with your settlement? That means Justin Theroux's getting nothing.
Wow.
I mean,
it's weird. It's weird.
It's very weird. And so far, no divorce lawyers have been contacted. Oh, my goodness. Primetime Olympics coverage tonight. The Shibatanis compete in the ice dancing finals.
They're in fourth, though, behind another American group.
And skier Maddie Bowman leads the women's halfpipe finals. Also, the two-man bobsled. Or if you're in the mood for The Bachelor, he visits the hometowns of the four remaining women. It's time to DVR that.
Damn. I might be done with it. I'm so close to the end, I'm going to give up. Just like in school.
Online, Leslie Jones, Johnny Weir, and Tara Lipinski enjoying their time together at the Olympics, dancing to Beyonce.
It's fun. It is funny.
It is very funny. And I said this from the first interview that Adam Rippon gave. Johnny Weir better watch out because he's, I don't know that he's gunning for his job, but like.
Personality plus.
Personality plus and not snarky. I feel like Adam Rippon's like very
positive.
Yeah.
And Johnny Weir is kind of catty.
But I still love Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski.
I know. But Adam Rippon apparently was offered a job with NBC to be a correspondent during the Olympics.
For the rest of the Olympics.
Wow.
He said no because he would have to leave Team USA.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be able to march with them at the closing ceremony.
He wanted to stay on Team USA for the rest of the game.
I get it.
Totally.
And he said he couldn't do it out of respect for his teammates. He's flattered, but oh my gosh, he's totally going to be a correspondent next time around.
I like he calls the other skaters, Vincent and Nathan, his sons.
I know. You're only like 10 years older than
Nathan. I guess it's a
Nathan
big
Chen.
Difference, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. How about younger brother?
Yeah.
And we have to do this, right? We ran out of time, but Fergie.
I read about it this morning, but I have yet to hear it.
National anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. I mean, if you don't think this is an SNL skit, oh my gosh, just take a listen.
Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave?
Right?
The what?
That's the Schmig. More at 8:40 and online at y98.com.
Check out La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. Jen and Kevin here. Lance taking the day off. Olympics, what we watched over the weekend. It's a little on the boring side.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I am in full mode.
Yeah, right. Sunday, all you have to do is
Watch the Olympics.
Yes.
Although there was one cool new event that I enjoyed that they showed yesterday, and that's the Big Air. Did you watch any of that?
Oh, no. How fat, like, you just take off and how high you can go on your skis?
No. It's kind of like a ski jump. They come down this major steep hill, snowboarders, and they take off and do flips and then land.
Cool.
It is very cool. So that premiered yesterday, and they qualified yesterday. We have a couple U.S. snowboard females in the finals that are later this week. But there's a doping controversy with one of the Olympians.
What?
There's a Russian guy that's been accused of doping. Guess the sport.
Speed skating.
Curling. Something ridiculous.
He tested positive for something that's a banned substance that increases blood flow, improves exercise capacity in athletes, and it's, I don't know why you would need a physical advantage in curling.
Maybe to move the stone?
Like to
sweep quicker? I don't know.
And then last night there was another ice dancing wardrobe malfunction right at the beginning of their routine. This French pair, the guy reached up around her neck and unclasped her top.
By mistake.
He wasn't like...
He had to like reach his... There was a move where he was like putting his hands behind her neck and then, uh-oh.
So the entire short program, they kind of had to maneuver so her... But I think that there was some slip.
There was. If you go online, it's all blurred out. Luckily, a lot of these news publications have blurred it. But she said it was her worst nightmare come true.
Oh, yeah. I can't even. It's the second one in ice dancing, too. But they ended up skating well enough to be in second place after the short program.
Nice.
A lot of people said that it was just awful that, you know, they kept going. But she also, there were a couple times where I think she tried to clasp it. Or just reach back like, oh, no. It's too bad that they had points deducted. Because who knows, they could have actually been in first place.
Yeah.
Some other ice skating, of course, Adam Rippon is like America's sweetheart now. Wow,
but you finally got to see Nathan Chen.
Nathan Chen was amazing.
Skate how he's supposed to skate.
Right. But, I mean, Adam Rippon, everybody just loves his personality, for sure. Including Sally Field's son, Sam Griezmann.
Does he like Adam Rippon?
Oh, he has a huge crush on
okay,
on him. He said he talked about how much he loved Adam Rippon on Twitter, and then he shared a screenshot the other night of his mom. He said, "Just some really helpful advice from my mom on how to deal with my Olympic crush," and he said something. What am I going to say? Like, date me? Ha ha. And Sally Field said, "Sam, he's insanely pretty. Find a way." And then later on, she tagged Adam in the post. And Sam is like mortified.
How old's Sam?
He's what it says in his... Oh, I thought it said in his Twitter profile. I think he's like 20. I think he's about the same age. He's in his 20s. But Sally Field, a lot of people are saying, like, mom of the year for, like, trying to be matchmaker between her son and Adam Rippon. And then German figure skater Paul Fentz. You know, after the Sochi Games, the International Skating Union passed this rule where skaters can compete to music with lyrics. And a lot of people talked about that with Adam Rippon because he skates to a Coldplay song.
Which I'm happy. I think that there's something about lyrics that bring a little more emotion.
A little more drama.
Yeah.
Or a little more silliness, like Paul Fentz from Germany, who skated to Game of Thrones.
What?
And dressed up in a Jaime Lannister costume.
Sweet.
When competing in the men's singles long program on Saturday. He danced to the show's theme music. He said, "I want to just be happy and take the throne." But that wasn't the only thing. Apparently, earlier in the competition, he decided to skate to, what was it, Paul Anka's jazzy version of Wonderwall by Oasis. And someone tweeted, I was just about to be like, who really cares? Maybe I won't watch the Olympics. But then I turned on the TV, and then this is in all caps. And then this dude is wearing lavender suspenders ice skating to a swing jazz version of Wonderwall.
Oh, I like it.
Apparently, he's like very,
And how did he do? He probably just didn't care.
He did admit, like, I'm not going to meddle, but everyone's going to talk about my lavender suspenders and my Jamie Lannister costume. Guess what? Mission accomplished, Paul. Check.
How old are your smoke alarms?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.